Hello, everyone, and welcome to Linux Crazy Podcast. This is podcast number 71. And in this podcast, I'm going to talk about a few different things. One thing is a new podcast that's just started up by Edward. That's TK009. And he hates this, but they say he's a bug zapper for Fedora. Basically, what that means is that he helps out with bugs for Fedora. I think what he does is he fixes some bugs, but mainly there's route the bugs to the proper developers that maybe can fix them. If I'm wrong, I'm sure he'll straighten me out. And his new podcast is called techcast.us. Now, this podcast is going to be about Linux and open source software, but he's left it open as far as he could do some topics on anything like new phones or maybe some really good Windows applications that people want to learn about. I guess he's just mainly just left it open so that any topic is good for the podcast. And basically what's happening in the podcast is that me and Russ from the Techie Geek podcast, we kind of do a little round robin discussion, and it works out pretty good. We're all pretty good friends, so we kind of put up with each other's mistakes and don't really criticize each other too much. And I record the podcast on my Asterisk server. With Asterisk, you call, and the extension I have set up for it is extension 600. And they don't call it a conference call, but that's basically what it is. They call it a meet me. And what happens is you go to this meet me room, and there everybody can interact with each other. That's the same way that they do it on, that's the same way they do it on the Linux Link Tech Show. When you hear people call in and you hear that little sound when they enter the conference, I believe that's Dan's Asterisk server. So again, the name of the podcast is techcast.us, and I'll put a link to the website that he has on linuxcrazy.com. And again, stop by IRC server Freenode. It's a channel #/ Linux Crazy, and you can stop by there and say hello. I'm usually there on IRC, or you can send me an email. That's david@linuxcrazy.com. So we did the first recording of the podcast, and it went well. I had one problem that happens, and it's happened to me in the past, is that because I'm sitting right here next to the Asterisk server, and when I call in, my volume is way, way too loud. Anybody else that calls in, their volume seems to be all right as far as being equal. But my volume would end up being way too loud, and it gets to be a pain in the neck to edit the recording, because every time that I talk, you need to tone me down because I'm way, way too loud. I think I figured it out as far as how to get the volume turned down on my end. So I'm hoping we'll do another recording here shortly, and I'll know for sure if my little editing of my Asterisk server worked out or not. I certainly hope so, because for anybody editing one of these recordings, it gets to be a pain, because you got to constantly highlight the recording when I talk and go ahead and lower the volume. So you can imagine it gets to be a real chore. Now, Russ, he has this program that works real well to equalize all of the volumes, But I've tried it. I never could get it to work that well, but maybe I'm not using the proper program and or what. I don't know if he's using it on Windows or not, but I can never get it to really work that well as far as equalizing out volumes. If you have one person that's real, real loud and two people, let's say, that's, you know, low or way lower than the other person. The other thing, I got a new microphone. That's the one I'm using here, and I think it's going to turn out really well. It's called a Sennheiser, Sennheiser. Now, usually when I'm going to get stuff and it has a German name, or the name sounds like it's German to me, that's usually a good sign that it's going to be pretty good stuff. And I've done some searching around to see what were pretty good mics, and this one's a pretty good mic. Now, microphones, you can spend a lot of money on microphones. My budget was that I was going to try to get something pretty good for under $100. The old microphone I had was M-Audio, but it was just the stock microphone that came with this little sound card, USB sound card that I use, that I have been using lately to record a podcast. And the microphone that came with it, you know, was El Cheapo, and it used to have pops and stuff like that. So this microphone here is supposedly a really good one. And I searched around. Oh, and this, and the model is, it's a, like I said, it's a Sennheiser, and it's an E835, which is supposedly a pretty good microphone. A vocal microphone, cardioid, dynamic, high output, high feedback rejection. So whatever all that means is hopefully it means that it sounds good, that it doesn't pick up outside noise, and that it doesn't have any pops when I say different words with P's and stuff like that. So I think it's going to be pretty good. And one of the other big thing that's going on here now is our Python study group. Now, if you have not signed up and you want to start learning Python, please go ahead and go to LinuxCrazy.com, and I'll put a link there to the site to where that we're doing the Core Python Programming by Wesley Chun. That book is what we're doing. We're going through the book. It's a really thick book. It's got to be, it's 1,000 pages long, so it's got plenty of information in it. I had gone through the book before, but I didn't really do all the exercises. And for me, it takes me a lot to actually understand anything. Seems like I can go through this stuff a lot, and still I don't really grasp it 100%. A little bit sinks in along, but the total recall is definitely not there. So what I have to do is I have to keep going over and over again. So that's the reason why I wanted to see if I could get some other people involved in this Python group, was to, when I go through these books, was to have some other people and feedback. Because a lot of times I'll get stuck on one part and I kind of lose interest because I can't figure it out, and I'm kind of too hard-headed to really ask for any help. I want to figure it out myself. I think it's because I'm afraid of admitting how stupid I really am. So I don't want anybody to know. Yeah, there's currently got to be over 20 people that's already signed up to go through the book. And what we're going to do is it's already started. We started on February the 2nd, but that still doesn't mean that you can't sign up. Just come on and sign up, because it's going to be kind of slow going at the beginning, because the first few chapters are just, you know, pretty much the basics. So it really starts to get rolling around chapter 4 or 5 when it starts to really get going. So you got plenty of time, and I'm open for all suggestions, but I basically set it up to 2 weeks per chapter. And then once we start getting into the more difficult chapters, we can even go up to a month for that. The book has a total of, I think it's 12, it has a total of 22 chapters. you can see if even if we just we did one chapter every 2 weeks, it would take a year. So I'm thinking when we get into some of this other more involved chapters, I mean, there's some pretty involved stuff here. You know, OOP, all the different regular expressions, network programming, internet client programming, multi-thread programming, GUI programming. I mean, you can do some of this stuff for more than a month, but we want to go ahead and get through the book. And what I'm hoping for is that at least just a few of the people will kind of, you know, hang in there with me. I'm going to definitely do it, even if I fall flat on my face. I'm going to give it a, you know, a good college try here. Some of the members that signed up are, now here's one guy, TQTHE. I really don't know who he is. Now I call myself Comp Rookie or Comp Rookie 2000. TK009, that's the fellow that I was telling y'all about that just started a new podcast, techcast.us. And Russ signed up. Russ from the Techie Geek. Dan signed up. I'm pretty sure that's Dan from the Linux Link Tech Show. Ming signed up. Now I think he'll be he'll stick with it pretty good. We've already been in discussion a few times. He sends me emails and stuff, so I'm hoping that Ming will stick with it. Scott Can, he seemed pretty interested. I think he's going to stick with it. Anna K2K2. I'm not sure if that's a guy or a girl, but I think he or she is going to stick with it because I see her on IRC. Oh, and also we have an IRC channel. We got the IRC channel is again on Freenode and it's pound Python group. And I also got a form set up, a Python group form. And again, all of these links I'll put at linuxcrazy.com with the notes for this particular podcast, which is podcast number 71. So I'll put all the links to it. Another person there is Stoll. I'm pretty sure he's going to be pretty good and involved. He's used Python before, so he should be able to help out the group. Pranny, another prior programmer. He's seems like he's going to stick with it, hopefully, and he should be able to help us all out. Verbal, most of y'all probably know Verbal. Now Verbal has his own podcast. And if you go to linuxcrazy.com again, you'll see on the left-hand side, I have a link to some other podcasts, and I have Verbal's podcast there, too. It's the trivia podcast, Verbal's trivia podcast, which he does with his wife, Mrs. Verbal. And most people just watch Verbal's Most people just listen to Verbal's podcast, not really to hear what Verbal has to say, but just hoping that Mrs. Verbal will talk a little bit so we can hear what she has to say. So we'll kind of put up with Verbal just so we can get a chance to hopefully listen to Mrs. Verbal. But Verbal's going to be doing the book, I hope, because Verbal's he's pretty good with Python, and he could certainly help us all out. Another person that signed up is SNKMCHNB. I'm not really sure who that is. And I have another one. NYOWE. Now, I think he's going to stick with it because he's emailed me a couple times. Now, here's one that's for sure going to stick with it. I'm almost positive. It's BIBIMIDI. He's already done a couple of the exercises, and I've seen some of his work, and he's definitely not new to Python. He's been doing it for a while, so hopefully he can help out the group too. The other guy is DRMR Boy. Not sure who that is. Now, here's one that's going to be around, is BERMANRL, Bermanl. Now, he sent me some emails for a while, and I've been in communication with him, and so I'm pretty sure he's going to stick around. Again, another one that has programming experience, and he'll probably pick it up really fast. I'm jealous. Me, with no real programming experience ever before, and Python is really my first language, is that I think that's one of the drawbacks for me is because I never programmed before. So some of these, the theory and the background as far as just programming, I have to learn all that too. It's not just like if I knew C and then I was just going to start learning Python, I could already knew basically how to program, it would be a lot easier. But it is what it is, you know, and I really enjoy the learning process. And just like with Linux, one of the big rewards you get is once you actually figure something out and it works, then you give yourself a pat on the back and you move on. So that's the reason I do it. And here's another guy, Vishwajet. I don't know who that is. Now, Gabler, I know. He knows Python, and hopefully he'll do the book with us because he could really help us out. Nikunj, not sure who that is. Ubuntu Freak, he's emailed me a couple times. Hopefully he'll stick with it. Wimbu, I'm not sure who that is. Todd 12, not really sure who that is. Midha, M-E-D-H-A, not sure who that is. Mac, not sure who that is. David, nice name. He emailed me. I'm hoping he'll stick with it. He was one of the people that emailed me asking, hey, I don't really know how to program. Is this a beginner's course? And yes, it is a beginner's course. You could have no prior programming experience and go through the book. It's not going to be easy, but you can go through the book. And some people might pick it up pretty well. I think ideally would have like a photographic memory would be super, man. I wish I had a photographic memory. My problem is I forget, and I forget regularly. So that's one of my problems. And the last person that signed up so far is Link. And I'm pretty sure that's the Link from the Linux Link Tech Show. And I'm pretty sure he's programmed before, so hopefully he can help out the group. So we're already getting started. And if you would like to sign up, like I said, just feel free. Just go ahead and email me at david@linuxcrazy.com. On the Gentoo front, I've still been doing some of the Bugzilla work and trying to fix some of the Perl bugs. I've kind of gotten to a point now where most of the ones that I could fix, I've already put in patches, submitted patches to them. So it's just a matter of time for a full-fledged developer to go ahead and either use my suggestions or probably, like I've seen happen a couple other times, is that my suggestion is okay, but it's not really ideal. But it does help point the developers in the right direction, or gives them a kind of a pointer of where to look. Basically, that's about what I'm at now, is that I can kind of do some of the legwork as far as to save a developer time. That's basically what I'm best suited for. Because to be perfectly honest, I don't have the education, a background to be a full-fledged Gentoo developer. I could be wrong. I think I could really help out. There's areas that I could really help out. And while I'm doing it, I could learn. But I've done the test as far as to become a developer, and it's a pretty intense test. There's two tests you have to take to become a developer. And I've done them. And I filled them out and I sent them into the recruiters. And there's not a lot of activity on my bug as far as to become a developer. And I think the reason is because really that I'm really not that qualified for doing it. I mean, I know it's all a volunteer thing and all that. But really, I'm not really all that disappointed. If something happens, it's going to happen. But if it doesn't, I'm not going to be overly disappointed, because I can kind of understand that they need to keep the standards, you know, really high. But on the other side is that I am trusted. They can trust me, so I'm not going to break anything. I don't think I would break anything, because I don't mind asking other developers, you know, about, you know, if this is going to be good or bad, or if, you know, before I would submit anything. So there is a lot of legwork that I could help out with. So it's kind of a, I don't know exactly. It's kind of a hard thing to answer. Is do you let people like me become developers because that we could help out, or do you just use people like me as to own Bugzilla and create patches and stuff like that, and have the real developers go ahead and do all of the actual committing and everything? One thing I can help out with, and I've been helping out with, is now is the public relations. Now, I do that with these podcasts, or I do that with putting stuff on the front page at the gen2.org. I do that with news items. That's one way that I can help out. The other ways I've been helping out is I've been helping out the gen2 Foundation. They lost one of their trustees. He died unexpectedly, and they needed somebody to fill that slot. So I've been filling that slot so that they would have enough people in case when they had to do vote on different stuff. And I think the other trustees trusted me as far as that I would basically look out for the best welfare of gen2 as a whole. And I'm kind of debating whether I'm going to run for a full term doing that. The election is going to be coming up here in another month. I don't know. I'm kind of open to it one way or the other. If it looks like that there's a need or a want that they want me to do it again, I will. It's another one of those things. I wouldn't be terribly heartbroken if not, because I haven't really been inside the gen2 organization for that long. And maybe there's someone that's been involved for a longer period of time than me that wants to be involved. I certainly wouldn't have any problem not running or not accepting or anything like that, because I could still help out. I could help out by, I could still do the website. I've lately been taking care of the agenda, so that when we do have a meeting, the agenda is all nice and organized, so you can go right down through the list of the agenda. It really helps a lot. Organization is the key. I mean, for 99.9% of any job you're going to do, if you prepare ahead of time and you organize everything, the job's going to go along pretty smooth. If you just dive into something without any kind of preparation, it's sometimes not going to be very smooth. And that's one of the big problems with these podcasts I do, because I don't really do any preparation. And the reason I don't is because it's not really a job. So I don't want to keep it like a job. At my job, I have to do all that prep work and organize and make sure that the materials are there and the people are there and, you know, the dates are correct and the weather's going to be good. And it just goes on and on and on. And so when I do these podcasts, I kind of just want to do them when I want to do them. I don't really want to have any set thing. So a lot of times it's not going to sound that professional. A lot of times I'm going to kind of ramble on. A lot of times I'm going to get confused and not know what to do next. But hey, who cares, you know? This is just for enjoyment, basically. The reason I started the podcast was that I was kind of all by myself doing this Linux, and I had really nobody to talk to. And I was running across stuff that was really, to me, very interesting. And I thought, well, maybe there would be other people that it would be interesting to, too. Because I listened to a lot of podcasts. Now, here lately, I don't listen to that many podcasts. But at one point in time, I used to listen to podcasts all the time. A lot of times what I would do, I would use the podcast to kind of put me to sleep. I would lay down because I get up so early that I have to go to bed early, but a lot of times I don't feel like going to bed. So I'd lay down and I would turn the radio on, or, you know, let the computer play it, and I would play the podcast and listen to a podcast, and a lot of times I'd fall asleep listening to the podcast. Now, this isn't to say that the podcasts were all boring, but I could lay down and listen to the podcast, and then I'd go to sleep. A lot of times I like to lay down and listen to something when I'm getting ready to go to sleep. But I haven't been doing that anymore. I've been laying down just going right straight out to sleep. So I haven't been listening to a whole lot of podcasts anymore. I listen to the Linux Link Tech Show. I listen to Russ's podcast, The Techie Geek. I listen to a lot of Linux Links. I like Dave Yates. I listen to Verbal's podcast whenever he does one. And yeah, I always like listening to Chad's podcast, The Linux Basement. So so I don't forget anybody, here's the ones I listen to. I listen to Russ's podcast, The Techie Geek. Oh, I almost forgot. I listened to the new podcast by TK009, Edward, techcast.us. He has a couple famous podcasters that come on that show. And I listened to Chad's podcast, Linux Basement. I listened to Linux Link Tech Show. That's the standby. That's where they all start and end, from the Linux Link Tech Show. I used to listen to Linux Questions Radio, but he hasn't been doing any in a long time. I don't know if he's done any lately, so I haven't listened to that in a long time. And I listened to Dave Yates, a lot of Linux Links. I used to listen to the Linux Install podcast, but I'm not sure if he's, like I said, I haven't been listening to too many podcasts lately. And I listened to Verbal's podcast. And I used to listen to Linux Outlaws, but I haven't been listening to it any either. If you have a podcast and you want me to add it to my Linux podcast links on linuxcrazy.com, just go ahead and send me an email and I'll add your podcast to the links that I have here on the left-hand side. All right, well, let's see, back to Gen 2. Another thing coming up with Gen 2 is that Likewo has been working on the latest live DVD 10.2. So I'm hoping that'll get put together here shortly, and they'll have a new DVD in the offering. It would be nice to have a really, really good one so the developers could take these DVDs to different conferences. And like now, right now, you have Scales getting ready to come, getting ready to start out in California in a couple weeks. And then there's a big conference in Europe going on. I think it's right now. Yeah, FOSDEM is going on right now. And that's a big conference over in Europe. I think it's in Germany, but I'm not positive. So that would be nice to have live DVDs that we could give to developers that are going to these conferences, that could give out to people that are asking about it. All right, everybody. I just wanted to update you a little bit on what's going on. Oh, and one other thing, too. I want to do some more interviews. I have a couple Gen 2 developers lined up for interviews. And please, if you have any suggestions for questions that you would like to ask any of these developers or any other people that I interview, please help me out and send me an email. Send me an email at david@linuxcrazy.com. I'm always looking for suggestions. I don't really know what other people are interested in. A lot of times it's just what I'm interested in. And a lot of times it's just I use the same questions over and over again from one interview to the next. I change it a little bit as far as, you know, from what this person is involved in. But the basics of the questions is I keep about the same. And maybe that's getting stale. So if you have some more suggestions of questions for interviews, please go ahead and send them to me. And any other suggestions. I mean, I'm open for all suggestions. It doesn't hurt to have any kind of criticism, as long as it's constructive. Helps a lot. So I'll leave you now, and the next podcast will be an interview. And if you are thinking about learning Python, or you've been wanting to learn Python, and you think that you could stick with it, please email me at david@linuxcrazy.com, and I'll send you the links, and I'll talk to you about signing up to go ahead and go through the book with us. So until next time, this is Dave Abbott, a.k.a. Comp Rookie, a.k.a. Comp Rookie 2000, a.k.a. D. Abbott, and I'll talk to y'all later. Bye-bye.